This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time, and as Dawn and I were just talking, of course, I'll talk about Larry Krasner and this whole thing. We got a package that I think summarizes it for you, why it's important, but I would be remiss, I'd be violating every talk radio canon that I believe in if I don't play you the Houlihan and Kash Patel yesterday duking it out. The Houlihan was outraged. And in addition to that, RFK Jr. is getting rid of 10,000 people at Health and Human Services. But more importantly, both West Virginia yesterday and McCormick now. McCormick saying they are going to get rid of, they're going to reformulate all those McCormick products. I mean, is there anybody listening that doesn't use McCormick products? How many are there? 500 of them? Roe gets in that aisle, we can't get her out of there. Come on. What's a favorite McCormick product? What is the best seller? Probably the pepper, I would guess, all time. Got to be the pepper, okay? 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. So first, here is Houlihan talking with, let's see. Houlihan with Kash Patel yesterday, of course, talking about the ongoing controversy, which there's not too much more new this morning, but that did not stop this exchange. The new thing with Kash Patel and Pam Bondi is bringing in the MS-13 leader. If this guy doesn't get the death penalty federally, then I don't know who would deserve it once we go through all the crimes, all the situation that's involved. But here's a little bit of Patel and Chrissy Houlihan from Chester County.
This is what happens when you let good cops be cops. And we're going to continue to let good cops be cops across this country. President Trump gave us the executive decision to go after and safeguard our communities. General Bondi is our warrior of justice leading that charge. Governor Youngkin, it's an honor to be a partner in this operation with you and U.S. Attorney Siebert.
Congresswoman, all right.
I'm sorry.
Reaction now seeing these messages put out.
Okay.
Well, clearly these folks have been caught in a huge lie.
I'm sorry, Henry. That's we'll get to that. That's MS-13. Let's go to four here. Here's what I it's Houlihan, the first one from CNN, and talking about the Signal chat with Kash Patel.
Folks have been caught in a huge lie. And we knew it was a lie because we knew that the reporter had spoken about what was included in these text messages, which was weapon systems, which was targeting, which was timing. You know, here it says 12:15 F-18 launch, 13:45 trigger-based F-15 launch at target at his known location. How much more specific can you get in terms of things that would absolutely be classified information on a channel that they absolutely know, are willfully aware, is not a communication channel that they should be allowed to share this sort of information on? And so heads should roll. People should be fired. Frankly, people should have resigned long ago. I served in the military, had a TSSCI clearance, and had I done something as stupid as this and as irresponsible as this, I would be walking into my commanding officer and resigning long ago.
All right, now here is finally my mistake. Here's cut five. Here is Patel, and I love the way he handled this with Chrissy Hoyhan. You know, Chrissy, we might be concerned, too, about lives in Chester County, about across the country, when you vote it not to protect us in the Lake and Riley Act.
Another day has passed.
Actually, it was the night before the hearing.
Now that another day has passed, do you believe that it's now time potentially for the FBI to open an investigation into this?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Because you're the director of the FBI, you don't believe it's appropriate to comment on that?
Because there's a process in place, there's an ongoing litigation, and the National Security Council is reviewing this matter. And I'm not going to discuss any open or closed investigations.
That ongoing investigation, literally, the lawsuit happened today or yesterday afternoon. And the idea that you don't have an opinion on this at this point is frustrating to me.
No, it's not. I'm not going to prejudge any matters, and the men and women of the FBI will call the balls and strikes.
Reclaiming my time, sir.
Not you.
Sir, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have...
Gentleman's recognized. You have 4 seconds remaining.
4 seconds?
No, I have more than that.
Shoot it! Shoot it!
Gentlewoman's
Chrissy,
time
shoot
expired.
It! Take the shot! You didn't take the shot! All right, gone home. Did not shoot the ball, Chrissy. 4 seconds, Jim Jordan. 3, 2, 1. All right, so this is ongoing. We have the number one for McCormick. So where do we have the McCormick guy? Here's the McCormick guy talking about, I think this was on Fox Business, talking about how they're going to reformulate or already are many of the products to be taking out this dye. As I said yesterday, West Virginia is, oh, it wasn't, okay. I just have the Fox Business report. The head of McCormick on one of the CNBC shows saying they're already underway with reformulating it, getting ahead. And they did mention RFK Jr., they're already doing that. Now, this is the lane, again, that I think RFK Jr. can be wildly successful in. We have two big examples here. We have the dyes, and we have the issue of... reformulating McCormick products. Let me go to Matt in Delco, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good, Matt.
So I'm going to say that McCormick's number one seller is the Old Bay formula seasoning. They sell it not only in the small jars that you and I know, but they also sell it in gigantic, like, 55-pound drums.
Well, wait a minute. If we're bringing 55-pound drums in here, how am I going to win here? That's a little bit unfair. I'm talking off the shelves, but you think it's still number one.
I still do. I think it's almost a nationwide product by name.
Okay.
And you see that on the Chesapeake crabs. You see it on fries.
I feel like it's much bigger in our area than the rest of the country, though.
Yeah. Chicken's
you got Maryland. You got the crab fries.
Right. Get Chickie and Pete's on. Let's ask them how much Old Bay they use over there. Get the ballpark. They use Old Bay.
Parsley flakes, one of their highest sellers as well.
Yeah. You would be an expert in the parsley. Yeah, who puts parsley? Dan, you're not a garnish guy, are you?
Oh, I'm a garnish guy. Yeah,
Henry, you would
fresh
not
herbs,
be a garnish guy. You want your steak, and you're not putting parsley on it.
We have a basil plant
in
the
kitchen. Yeah, I don't understand. I guess it makes it look nice,
come
but
on.
What are we
yeah,
doing
Yeah, exactly.
Here?
Right. Roe has a basil plant there, too, which
they
I
also
completely ignore.
Also own Frank's Red Hot and Laurie's, the flavor maker, and they do those Grill Mates as well that are pretty big sellers.
I'm a big consumer of the Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah, but don't you think pepper would have to be number one?
I don't feel
pepper,
like they've cornered. Have they cornered the market on pepper?
Yeah,
though?
I feel like generic pepper might be the better way to go.
Old Bay does have pepper in it.
All right.
There we go.
Matt's like Leslie the other day,
don't
trying
be a stranger, Matt.
To tell us Springsteen wasn't the biggest act ever at the main point. Come on, it's got to be.
Well, I'm a pepper guy. You know, when they come around with the pepper, just come over here.
Yeah,
keep
I was
coming,
listening to that. That was BS because yes. Billy Joel is a much bigger act than Bruce.
Thank you.
Of course. Oh, yeah. What universe? He's like Kirby Puckett.
In every state besides New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
That's another lie. That Kirby Puckett had a great run, belongs in the Hall of Fame, but he was only an 8 to 10 year player, right? Henry's a 320 hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a guy.
Are you saying that Billy Joel had a short career?
A short career in the sense of meteoric. We kind of agreed on that the other day.
The Stranger was 77, and he was going strong through the 90s.
I don't think you could sell his, what do they call it? His collection, like they did Springsteen's. They couldn't wait to give him a half billion dollars. Yeah. He's up there with the Beatles.
Stormfront was 89.
Okay.
Well, Piano Man was 73, so from 73 to at least 89, he was killing
it. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm not dismissing him. I just think this exercise in trying to find somebody bigger. He was a nothing then. He slept on the guy of WYSP's couch. Springsteen, when he was in town, then played the main point. Henry just longs for the days of the main point, so he's kind of distracted here. Yes. All right. So phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, as far as we've got a great guest today, the Secretary of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, is on. And he is all over one of the biggest things that shocks people, and that is that illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, were able to get HUD mortgages, help with that, getting a home. And they are putting an end to that. Why was it in there at all at any time? We'll find out. He's here at 1:15 today. But they also know about Kensington. They have a lot to say about that. I think the guy that heads HUD, Scott Turner, is going to be very active. You're going to see him out there, not like it usually is with HUD. The only time you hear about it is when someone's arrested, corruption. Think Jersey and HUD. You know, those two things go together. So he'll be here. Let me give you this side question. We stumbled upon this yesterday after the show. Well, maybe not so much stumbled. It was yesterday or today, Henry, that Constantinople, which is an all-time great name for a big city, was changed to Istanbul. Now, Constantinople is Christian. Istanbul, I'm not sure if it's Muslim or not, but that's what they were doing by changing the name. And a light went off saying, you know what? Isn't it time? We've never done this before. We talk about name changes. That could be any kind of the biggest example we can give you right now, Gulf of America from Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. That's an all-time. But I looked it up that Friends originally was entitled Six of One.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes.
What's that even mean?
I know, exactly. And, of course, I don't call it whatever it is now. I still will always call it Burma. You know, I see Burma on
Myanmar.
The map. Yeah, it's not Myanmar. That's Burma over there, kids. And finally, Mount McKinley is now back under Trump from whatever it was, Delali, to Mount McKinley. Because Trump likes McKinley, and McKinley was a big tariff guy. All right, so we're looking for some kind of change. If you have a story, maybe, I don't even remember what Columbus Avenue is now. I just call it Front Street, anything. That's Front Street. I'm not calling it whatever they say it is. I don't call it Kelly Drive. I don't call it anything to avoid it. It used to be East River Drive. I don't say Kelly. I didn't like what they did there. So, Henry, what's yours since you came up with this one?
Yeah, so let's talk about some name brand recognition being destroyed by, dumb CEOs. How about Max, the artist formerly known as HBO Max? You know, why have the name brand recognition of HBO in your title when you can just have a searchable name on the internet like Max? Ugh, it just disgusts me.
I don't know about you. I haven't heard you say it. I'm never going to call it X, even though that's cooler than Twitter. I just stick with Twitter when someone says X.
Yeah.
Not only that, little X is getting annoying that he's out there all the
time.
That
one annoys
I don't want to give him credit.
It's to no end because you think about it. You want when you build a brand, the entire purpose of building a brand is to create a verb from your brand name.
Right.
So when you send something out, you're tweeting it. You know, you want to have Twitter. You want to own it. Now it's just what did they call it? Posting.
Posting. Yeah.
Yeah. X. Yeah.
Everyone
exactly.
else does. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There's yeah.
X and Z are overused too. All right. Doesn't make it cool. But cool with Z at the end of it. I mean, come on.
Speaking about being cool, Dom.
Yes.
Remember Radio Shack switched to the Shack.
Yes, that's a good one.
It sounds terrible.
That was very good. Well, I agree.
That sounds like,
but why would you want to go shopping at a shack?
Well, because somebody comes in that just says, oh, but I have a brilliant idea. They can't let it alone. That's something wildly successful. They have to change it. That's what it's about.
And their argument was that, you know, the technology of radio has become somewhat outdated and they need to adapt to a more changing.
Yes, exactly.
That's insulting, damn it.
Do they still ask for all your information there when you buy something, too? That used to be a Radio Shack thing.
Do they even exist?
Down, fill out paperwork.
I have not seen. The last one I know was over in Chestnut Hill. All right, so Henry, yours was Max from HBO Max.
Yes, correct.
Good one. Dan, do you have one?
Oh, the Shack. I have the Shack.
Oh, the Shack with Radio Shack. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Also at X as well.
Yeah.
You can, I have more that we can go
through. Okay, as we go through. Again. Okay. You can hit us at 855-839-1210, AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push #1210. Today is opening day, too. So here's a question. What will Henry talk about in the sports report today? A hockey coach being fired, the Flyers, or, as suggested, our predictions for how many games the Phillies will win, and will they make it to the World Series, et cetera?
Why not both, Don? We got to talk about your fellow Paisan getting canned, or maybe he quit. Who knows?
I would like to play for a guy like that. He strikes me as like a Bobby Knight type.
Yeah, well, it seems the Flyers didn't want to play for him anymore, so.
Exactly. All right. No puck talk until then. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Got the head of HUD coming up. We're trying to get with Seth Williams. We'll play you a little synopsis. These three detectives, wrongly attacked by Larry Krasner, not once but twice, now have been exonerated. And this is all part of a case in which Krasner says we're bringing the innocent home. Thus, he thinks that he is, that's how he gains in the African-American community. He's a great white hope. Michael Nutter called him that. He got stung again today, so what will he do? He'll go after more cops. That's exactly where it goes. By the way, if you missed it yesterday, Henry or Dan probably saw, I don't know if you did, Henry, but Rich had on somebody who used to be inside the Stern camp.
Grillo.
And boy, the number of people, somebody retweeted this, we're trying to figure it out from Rich. It's stunning, over 1.3 million views.
Whoa, with Grillo? With Steve?
Yeah, we could put Dan up there telling stories about Stern.
Yeah, well, I don't have the kind of chutzpah.
Okay.
He was off and on air, and he would have beefs on it. It was great. He was a great character for the show.
But still, you know, are those people that care about Stern, are those people that are appalled? I mean, if we did a side question with him, it's just like the biggest letdown, the biggest negative change from one point to another is Stern. It's beyond COVID did it to him, or it was coming before that. I don't know. All right. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that name change. Maybe one you want to go off, you really don't like. And also, we're watching. There's not too much more of an update. Other than, and I would say you can argue, is it over with the signal thing? And when the dust settles, it's going to be what we see? No. They're going to keep this up because they don't have anything else. Will the media continue to cover it? Yes. I don't think Fox is covering it very much at all. There's nothing breaking on it. Other than some people might have been on their private phones on this also because the phone that they use, it's encrypted, the signal thing and all that. There is allegation the government phone sometimes breaks up, there's trouble with it, etc. So we will see how that plays out. 855-839-1210. All right, Don Giordano Show. So we got this Larry Krasner stuff, as I told you. We're trying to get Seth Williams on. Essentially, these detectives were hounded to the ends of the earth that they lied in a retrial of a guy. You know, all the stuff that Krasner brings home, and they've just been found not guilty. They've just been relieved of that innocent, if you will. It's just another example of what he does. So I do hope Pat Dugan can jump into this and make this case across the entire Northeast, South Philly, where people still support police officers. That's what this is about with this guy. But Nick Cale, not in the nap room, just texted me saying, it's got to be Old Bay. Nick, if you're listening, call us. If you're not hitting golf balls. And he says that He puts it on everything, or mainly on steaks.
Really?
Yeah.
Steaks. Interesting.
Yeah. So, come on. But pepper is still, the pepper guy comes around. No one refuses the pepper guy.
But is it McCormick pepper? That's
yeah,
the question.
We don't know what's in, but there's something.
I'm not buying name brand pepper. I'm buying Walmart pepper.
Walmart pepper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, why not? Great value. Well,
You think they do something special to their black peppercorns?
Oh, I'm sure. We ought to get that guy on so he can take a – what dyes are in McCormick, though? How many products? What would be the dye that's in there? So you can see that Kennedy's already working. Just stick in this lane. Don't go outside the lane. I know some of you want the vaccine lane. I want the food lane. Stay in the food lane. Let's get that done. Get the dyes out. Guy talking about reformulated. Yes.
Well, there's silicone dioxide in chili powder. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if –
I don't know if that's...
It's an anti-sticking agent, so...
Yeah. Okay. You know, and there's a reason why these companies are going to have trouble reformulating. Some of them put it in there. We went through this, and we had quite a debate, the red dye, to appeal to you visually. It looks better. I'm not eating that crap. It's brown. But some of it is going to be on a shelf. I mean, how would RFK Jr. say they shouldn't put that in to keep it from sticking? I mean, what are they supposed to do?
Shorten their expiration date.
Yeah, but...
But like, these yeah. caking agents and the non-stick agents...
Yes.
Like the stuff that you have between tortillas...
Yeah.
I hate to say, if you buy tortillas in another country, you got to make sure those things don't stick because they're not allowed to have that anti-caking agent between it to make them, you know, separate.
All right. So this is a good exercise of the big picture of RFK Jr., which is, I get that. But these things, you know, they can't predict exactly how quickly they're going to sell McCormick's every item. Should they have some leeway here? So the caking agent, I think, is somewhat legit for them. It's not enhancing a product. It's just something they have to do because how long might it sit on the shelf?
That's fair. I mean, you're also taking the side of like big food corporations, though.
Oh, heaven forbid. Tom's a big... At least I'm not with Big Soda.
For the people here, not for big nameless right. corp, not for Big McCormick.
Well, no, I think it helps the consumer, though. So do you want to pay more for those that are fresh and have non-sticking
agents? I don't think it
helps.
I think it just adds to shelf life.
Yeah, right? But they have to.
But, I mean, the turnover on shelf life, when you go to the store, your expiration dates might be shorter, but the ones that have to deal with throwing out the expired products right. are the supermarkets themselves and the corporations and... You know, I really think that we have a situation here where supermarkets and corporations have valued essentially shelf life over the health of citizens, and that's evident when you look at other countries that don't do the same thing and have the same standards of that they've had the entire time, not using technology to figure out how cheese doesn't stick together right. or using wood pulp as an anti-caking agent.
The anti-caking okay. agents on cheese.
All right. Well, I will
gross,
have to.
Right?
Yeah.
When I'm in Sicily, I'm going to ask the guy, "Hey, how long has that cheese been sitting on that shelf, buddy?" All right. Let's go to Mitch, Route 476, F side. All right. Mitch, good
how
afternoon.
Doing?
How you doing, Mitch?
Doing fine, thank you. My name changes, two of them. Bombay, India to Mumbai, India.
Yeah, don't say Mumbai on this show. It's never changed. It's always Bombay to me.
Okay. The next one was Datsun. The car manufacturer became Nissan.
So you still call it Datsun?
I call it Nissan.
Oh, you call it Nissan. All right. Thank you, Mitch. I'll put the Bombay to Mumbai is a good one.
Just all right. Stress.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, why that has you know any kind of cachet. All right, here's a little bit from NBC 10 talking about this case that's just been dismissed with these three detectives who I think have not been detectives for quite a while. Not that they were bounced; I think they retired. That doesn't stop Krasner. Just imagine if Krasner were as vigilant, as vigorous, going after real criminals as he is going after cops. Here's what's just happened.
The perjury trial of retired detectives Marty Devlin, Manuel Santiago, and Frank Jatremski is now in the hands of a jury. The charges stem from the 2016 retrial of Anthony Wright, whose murder conviction was overturned after DNA evidence pointed to another suspect. He was acquitted in the retrial. The detectives were accused of making false statements in the retrial and in 2017 when they were deposed following a civil rights lawsuit Wright filed against them and the city of Philadelphia. The reasons for perjury and false swearing differ for each detective. Devlin was accused of making false statements in connection with Wright's interrogation and statement to police in 1991. Santiago's accused of the same and of false statements regarding his prior knowledge of DNA testing. The allegations against Jastrzemski are also about prior knowledge of DNA testing. Additionally, he is charged with making false statements about the search he did on Anthony Wright's bedroom in 1991.
Okay. All right. We've got a pretty good summations here. So it's been dismissed against them.
Well, most have been dismissed. There are a couple counts, though, that are... So Jastrzemski was guilty of one count.
Okay.
False swearing in official matters. That was for the false testimony of the 2016 retrial regarding prior knowledge, but is not guilty of all the other counts. Devlin, not guilty of any counts. Santiago, though, guilty of two counts. One count of perjury, one count of false swearing in official matters for the false testimony.
All right, so
Marty Devlin is fully...
Okay, are we going to build this then to Krasner got his man? I'm not ready say that here. Okay. Again, this is his M.O., and any number of people that have been so-called exonerated, that Krasner's got exonerated, end up committing other crimes. It's going to be interesting, and it's in May. It's not too far down the road. It's about like 6 weeks. We're going to have the next iteration of this. I do hope Judge Dugan comes back on the show. We'll see how that goes. I know it's a work in progress. Coming up, more of your calls, 855-839-1210. And at 12:45, we're going to talk with State Senator Tracy Penniquick, who is the lead person, one of the lead people. Yesterday, the Senate in Pennsylvania voted to vote out of the appropriate committee. Now it goes to the full Senate to vote on the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. Okay? We also have the lawyer. We have the lawyer and the mom on. Of the girl in Montgomery County who was in a track meet, beaten by a male, a biological male, and just said to him, she went up and said, you didn't win, you're a boy. And for that, she's charged with bullying and all other kinds of things. Well, the other side is out there in the Inquirer today saying how cruel it is to keep so-called trans girls out of women's sports. But they had to vote in Harrisburg. And the senator will break that down. It went 7-4. The one woman, this Williams woman from the suburbs, Democrat, said, well, girls compete against boys all the time. Why are we making such a big deal out of this? We know they can do it. Just think about that for a moment, how ignorant you are. I think it's Lindsay Williams. How ignorant you are of how close this is for young women in swimming events, running events, whatever it might be. And you're just going to tell them they're going to have to suck it up and compete against these boys that have every advantage, wanting to negate that. How in the world can you say you support women's sports if you don't get that fundamental fact? Ryu Gaines has talked about this constantly. To shave a hundredth of a second off in some of those swimming races, what it takes to do that. And suddenly you're racing against a 6'4" male who might be mediocre among men in a joke, but has that advantage. How ignorant these people are. You know, you would think somebody would testify. I just would go there, drive all the way to Harrisburg. Give me 30 seconds. You're ignorant. How do you like that? Come on over here. Let's put a hoop in here, Lindsay. Give me the ball and let's see if you can stop me. Let's see what's going to happen. I don't care where you play. Let's see if it's going to happen. This idea of taking this away from women, trying to argue that it's cruel to do this. That's why we got to get this through the House. If it does, then Josh Shapiro has to rule on it. All right, we'll get to that a little bit later. And at 1:15, we have the Secretary of HUD, our first cabinet officer in this new term coming on. With big news, they're rooting out and stopping mortgages, home mortgages through HUD for people that are here illegally. You're saying, well, come on, Don, what's a big deal about that? Well, it's a gigantic operation, hundreds of billions of dollars. You try getting to the bottom of it. 855-839-1210, that's how you get on board. Trump orders 25% tariff on cars not made in the United States. I'll check and see how the market is digesting that. But your calls are all straight ahead. All right, one objection, Henry and Dan, in that joke. Dan, you may not have been in there for that, but in that Joe Conklin spot, they don't mention the secondary position that I'm in and Bernie Perrant's in the third position here.
Oh, come on.
I am not going there. Somebody get over to the Keswick. It's not this Saturday, right? The fifth. It's a week from this Saturday. Anybody driving by the Keswick, I want to know what that says on the bill outside. Does it say Joe Conklin in City Orchestra, Dom Giordano, and then down maybe they'd squeeze it in the small font.
I'm sorry.
Bernie Perrant.
How many Conn Smythe trophies do you have, Dom?
I never endeavored to do that.
How about Vezina trophy? Any of those?
No.
No.
No, but
he does,
it's
actually.
a minor sport. Yeah.
How many Hall of Fames are. Oh, wait. Actually, that's not a good question.
Yeah, that's right.
You might outshine him in Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm in the Broadcast Pioneers Hall of Fame. Someday the Radio Hall of Fame, I'm sure.
Meanwhile,
working on that.
He's only in one.
He's only in one.
The Hockey Hall of Fame.
As far as you know.
Yeah, as far as.
Yeah, and then there's the English translation. Not that I'm saying that with Bernie. Well, he speaks two languages. He's got the advantage there. All right. We may have to have a little contest there then. Bring Bernie up there since he's in the third row. We might not like that.
Quebec Hall of Fame. I'm looking here.
I think he'll just wave from the audience. I have to go up and introduce Conklin. So,
wow. Are you calling him out? He's.
You gonna do that?
Bernie.
Hey, Bernie Perrant's here. Okay.
You gonna do that Vito Corleone impression?
No, I'll ask him about Tortorella. Yeah, exactly. I guess Conklin. Yeah, he's got another advantage. Doesn't do an impression of me that I know. Now that'd be good. That's when you're living. If he does one of you, but I know he does Bernie Perrant. Or at least I think he does. Okay. 855-839-1210. So we got a YouGov survey, a poll out. What do Americans think about the Signal leak? 74% of Americans think it's a very, that's 53%, or somewhat serious problem. I think they do, from what they know. Now, are people looking at that as the biggest thing in the world? Do they think it's a problem? It is a problem, what they did. That doesn't mean 74% of Americans are saying, you got to fire all these people. They're not saying that. But let's not go around saying this doesn't have to be dealt with. And there's still two outstanding things to deal with this. One, figure out how did it happen. We're still getting conflicting things in that. Two, not be on Signal for anything like this. That's the bottom line. When this all shakes out, I think nobody's going to be fired. At least I hope not. And I still think the media... You got that yesterday, that clip Dan had of this Gomez guy. They want to make this about Hegseth, and they want to throw in that he was drinking. In fact, here is this Congressman Gomez taking his second shot at this. He was asked, this is cut 19. I may stop it here. Well, he was asked if Hegseth was drunk. Why did he bring that up?
Why'd you ask that question?
Well, I asked that question because it was on top of a lot of constituents. This is an issue that was brought up during the Secretary Hegseth's confirmation hearing to an extent that he had to make a promise not to drink if he was confirmed. That is a big deal. I've never had a promise to not drink on the job. I don't think you had to ever make that promise. That's something that's obvious that you don't do. And here's the fact. The decision for him to put war plans on a Signal chat that's not secure hours before the operation risks lives. So one, you either don't know that it's not a secure app. Two, you don't know that the Chinese and Russians are on your phone. Three, you don't care. Or four, you somehow your inhibitions were lowered and your decision making was compromised. I just need to try to find out what's the fact, because our men and women deserve better.
All right, let's stop him there. You know, let's push back. If we had him on the witness stand, Gomez, and asking him a few questions over the course of his career. I don't know him well enough to see some of the decisions he's made. But again, there's no evidence of Pete Hegseth drinking on the job and all that happened here. And we all know you had a former defense secretary. I wonder what Gomez said about that, who just checked himself into the hospital with serious things and didn't tell the president even or anybody else. And this went on quite a few times with Austin, General Austin. So bringing up his drinking here just shows you once this gets out there, they're going to seize on this because they have nothing else. Do Americans care about this? Yeah, I think they do. I wish people would stop saying, you know, it must be good to live into that, to say people don't care when they hear this. They do. They get the central prev. And they think the bottom line is stop being on Signal or anything like that. Just stop it. Don't do it. You know, let's be honest with each other. Support all you want. You got to say, no, don't do this. I think it's important to investigate Goldberg, how he got into this, the whole thing. But don't do Signal for something like this. Yeah, I understand classified versus non, but lives could have been at risk. Do not do Signal. This has to be treated differently. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about this bill cleared, the Women's in Sports Fairness Act, cleared the Senate committee yesterday, 7-4, although people like Tim Kearney out there in Delaware County, he had to vote to say no. Boys ought to be in girls' sports. Tim, you can call here and tell us why you did that. We're going to talk, though, with someone who led the other side due to her background and how this goes next. It gets through the Senate, then what happens? All right, that's straight ahead with Dom. As I've said, you just don't visit Sicily. You fall head over heels in love with this ancient crossroads of civilization. It's the Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, Spaniards, Germans, who else? The Giordanos and Talk Radio 1210 are coming to Sicily. Get ready. I hope you'll join me in Rome for the sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe and Sicily and Calabria, too, this fall. We're headed again with the best tour operator in Italy, Conservative Tours. All this, $55.44. You're not going to beat that. That includes airfare. That includes these fabulous dining events. It's not just the food. It's the ambiance. I mean, I remember, and it says 2 years this summer, our event sitting at a table with Leslie and everybody else. A guy had a Trump hat on who owned the restaurant in Venice. I don't know how many bottles of wine were consumed. I know there was only five or six people there at the table, it seemed like, but they were ordering extra. It becomes this bonding experience. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, sunny Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. Give Conservative Tours a call right now because the Godfather Tour, don't forget that. The locales from the movies are there. We're visiting them. Call 888-733-9494. 888-733-9494. Go to conservativetours.com. The crown jewel of Sicily, that has to be Taormina. We will see you there. Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. It's ancient, charming, picturesque, and always a country within a country. And don't forget Savoca. Call 888-733-9494. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. So yesterday, the Senate, the committee involved with this, the bill, Fairness in Women's Sports, moved it forward, voted it out of committee 7-4. But a lot was said by the Democrats, and it's just incredibly revealing about how little they know, including, I mentioned the one Williams. Maybe we'll get her on the show. You know, girls, here's what she said. I think she said that the bill assumes that female bodies are less than male bodies, that girls are an automatic disadvantage and can't possibly compete against boys, even though girls do it every day. Lindsey Williams. Let's have Henry put a star on that one. Would love to get Miss Williams on. Test her sports knowledge. You're our sports guy. Maybe give her four or five questions here that might show why she has this expertise. But right now, let's go to State Senator Tracy Pennycook to talk about it. She's on the committee and voted to move it forward. Tracy, State Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Do you think Lindsey Williams would be an expert witness against Riley Gaines, who told us, Tracy, how much it took her to shave 1/100th of a second off her swim time?
I think Lindsey Williams has absolutely no idea about basic biology.
Or competition. You know what I mean?
Competition. Yeah. I you know, this is so frustrating because this is about opportunity for women. That's all it's about. We just want to give women a level playing field, an opportunity to compete in sports. And all of a sudden, it's not it's being taken away from us. And that's why we had Title IX. And that, you know, the ability to have a opportunity to play a sport is so important for young women. And we've got to get this right. And I hope that they come around and understand that women need these opportunities.
Well, exactly right. Now, Senator Tim Kaine surprisingly voted with Lindsey Williams, with the Democrats, to say, no, this can't move forward. Yet he said, I think we all agreed it was something that probably should have been stopped about Leah Thomas. Well, you're not going to stop Leah Thomas unless you have a law that says that Leah Thomas can't compete. How are you going to stop Leah Thomas then?
You're absolutely right. And just to be able to say, well, because I identify as something does not make it true. I mean, I would love to be, you know, a duchess, but I'm not a duchess. And just calling myself a duchess does not make it true.
Why the duchess? Why did you see some of the duchess?
Well, because, you know, I have this fascination with the royal family, but, okay, you know, it's so absurd. And when you really take a good look at what's happening is people who can't compete, and Leah Thomas is a perfect example, was mediocre on the boys' team and then was beating out women on the women's team.
Yeah, easily. Fully, yeah. Well,
yeah. I mean, it was a joke. And the bad thing about this whole, you know, Leah Thomas situation is you're getting undressed in front of a fully intact male in the locker room. I do not want my daughters right. or my granddaughter to have to be in a locker room with a male. That's not appropriate.
Next time that comes up, Tracy, yeah, in the heat, yes. Senator, of the debate, you can reference me, which will get them going, but reference Riley Gaines, who told me the swimsuit, this is so competitive, you know, the shaving and the swimsuit right. and all that. It takes 15 minutes for that to fit you before you swim. You just don't step into a swimsuit like you and I would. 15 minutes.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
The absurdity of taking away positions and opportunities from girls to give them to a boy is absurd. It is absolutely nuts. And no one in their right mind should think that that's okay to take away an opportunity from a young girl or mm-hmm. college age girl. What are we doing? That's why we have Title IX. That's why we have basic, you know, that's why we have a boys' room and a girls' locker room, so that the sexes right. are divided in high school. Boys should not be in the girls' locker room. That's not appropriate. Right.
So this moves forward now to the Senate, where most of us think, do you think any Democrat in the Senate, here's what I want to take your temperature on, is the last time this happened, Wolf vetoed it, but as I remember it, even in the House, there were several Democrats who voted for it, and I think the tide, the smarter Democrats probably tell you, they realize on this, even though they hear the mob, you know, pressuring them, that this last election, the Trump people spent $40 million on this. I would have spent triple that because it was a winning issue. Do you think any Democrats in the Senate will vote for this Fairness in Women's Sports Act?
I hope they do. Mm-hmm. I think there's a few that may flip. I think if they're smart, they'll look at this and say, look, we do not want to have boys in the girls' locker room. We do not want boys winning women's championship titles. It is about giving girls an opportunity to compete. And when you say, well, I'm going to let boys in because they want to identify as a female, no.
Yeah. Well, let me give you the word to choose, and it's in the Inquirer today. We had on the mom and daughter in Montgomery County who had to race against a boy. I think it was cross country. The girl was very good, but she still lost. And she just says the boy in the shaking hand said, you shouldn't have been in this. You're a boy. You wouldn't win otherwise. For that, she was charged with bullying by the school district. So the mom of the girl now, of the boy that raced in this, said, and the lead word in the Inquirer is, you and I are cruel by trying to stop thwarting these trans kids from playing sports.
Actually, you know what I think is cruel? Is not looking at your child and saying, you may feel that way, and I'm going to support you and I'm going to love you, but I'm not going to do anything that could be irreversible to your body, mm-hmm. whether it's drugs or surgery. I'm going to wait until you are a consenting adult, and then you can do whatever you want. But until then, I'm going to support you and I'm going to love you, but I'm not going to chemically castrate you or put you through any medical procedure that is not necessary. We've got to protect these children. And I've watched some detransitioners, and it's heart-wrenching how people turn on them because they're not buying into this social engineering experiment. And that's where my concern is these kids that are being pushed into this, and maybe they're just, you know, God forbid we actually say, you know what, you're a teenager. Being a teenager is hard. And you don't know how your body's changing and you've got all these emotions, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with feeling different. I had a daughter who wanted to be a bank robber or a pirate. I certainly didn't cut off her leg so that she could be a pirate.
You've used that. You've been sitting on that line. Come on. You've been on that line before. Come on.
I have. And let me tell you.
Duchess Tracy Pennycook said on the Dom Giordano show, she likes pearls.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this whole situation is frustrating. I think parents need to step up and be parents and not coddle their children, but put some guardrails up so that their kids can find out about themselves without going to such an extreme.
Exactly.
You know, you could be a girl and be a tomboy. There's nothing wrong with being a tomboy. Some would say I was a tomboy. I wanted to be a helicopter pilot. There were not a lot of women that were helicopter pilots. That doesn't mean that I had to be a male to be a helicopter pilot. I could still be a female. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother. You can do things that are quote unquote male dominated, like being in the military, and still be a female.
Exactly. So Penny, Tracy,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Parting area here. So now the test, it'll come to the Senate. I think it will pass. Hopefully a few Democrats, maybe that adds some leverage. Will the House even take this up, and what can be done to force this on an issue that people obviously care about to at least vote on the House bill?
Well, I think that, you know, the listeners need to call their local representative and say, I want to see this come to a vote on the House floor.
Okay.
I think that's what it's going to take. And I think that pressure is going to have to be placed on the Democratic leadership to say, look, this is not a winner takes all. This is compassion for both sides, making sure that everyone has an opportunity in the right category. It's not hard. It's not. This is all about the science.
Yeah,
you're
exactly
either a boy
right.
or a girl.
Thank you, Senator, very much. We learn a little bit more each time. So each time we come have you back, we'll remember these things.
Sounds good. Dom, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Tracy. Thanks, Senator Tracy Pennycook. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up 1:15, we will talk with the HUD secretary, our first cabinet-level person that we've gotten on in Trump Part 2. We're working on all the others. Slow progress, month by month. And we'll find out, how are they going to cut off people that are here illegally from getting HUD loans for houses? You get in, though, and I can tell we got a lot of great ones. Give us that name change. Yes, I'm coming to you on all that Old Bay stuff. Nick Cale's probably agitating this. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.